News Bulletin. Up next, the News Bulletin.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love to His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Nakonde farmer arrested for corruption. LCC to plant 4 million trees across Lusaka. In foreign news, Ghana agrees to accept West Africans deported from US. And in sports, Zisk Insurance pledges 30 million kwacha for under 21 netball team. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Local Government Association of Eastern Province Vice President Maxon Kamungu Nkoma has emphasized that Zambians expect the presidential address to deliver solutions on energy, agriculture and local governance. Mr. Nkoma notes that as the president prepares to officially open parliament on Friday, the people of Zambia are hopeful the address will focus on issues that directly affect their daily lives. He has stressed that citizens are looking for solutions, not rhetoric, and therefore the address must inspire hope and outline concrete measures. Nkoma, who also serves as Chipangali Council Chairperson, pointed out that the ongoing electricity crisis has negatively impacted economic growth, resulting in both domestic and industrial setbacks. President Hichilema is set to officially open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly this Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
When we come to the agricultural sector, we expect that the president will make mention of key reforms in the agriculture sector, particularly to do with farmer input support program. We are concerned that the budgetary allocation towards the agriculture farmer input support program has remained the same, despite a huge growth in terms of the population of the farmers and the number of farmer cooperatives that have been registered over the years. This has resulted in farmers sharing farming inputs in small quantities and causing it a problem for farmers to benefit and make effective crop production that one would expect.
The Socialist Party SP says the fuel price increase is a clear example of the economic hardship faced by ordinary Zambians, while the privileged continues to reap benefits. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Party Lusaka Province Youth Secretary Bartholomew Piri notes that government has allegedly granted adequate relief to its own citizens for them to thrive. Mr. Piri says SP strongly condemns the increase, which is cutting the price of commodities and place an unbearable burden on low-income households. He says it is the responsibility of leaders to protect the welfare of Zambian people and also the material conditions of the people, not just the interest of the selective few.
While the privileged few continues to reap benefits, our people suffer. Notably, the government has granted tax holidays to foreign investors, yet has failed to provide adequate relief to its own citizens to enable our people to thrive. We therefore strongly condemn this increase, which is skyrocketing price of commodities and placing an unbearable burden on low-income households. As leaders, I believe it is our responsibility to protect the welfare of our people and also the material condition of our people, not just the interest of selected few, in order to address these pressing issues.
Now, still in local news, the Disability Rights Watch, DRW, has underscored the opportunity for increased national leadership representation for persons with disabilities in next year's general elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DRW Program Officer Rogers Musuma states that the organization has been actively working with political parties to build their capacity for greater disability inclusion. Mr. Musuma says the organization advocates for political parties to provide opportunities and support to post persons with disabilities who aspire to hold elective positions. He has expressed optimism that more persons with disabilities will step forward as candidates in the upcoming elections and that political parties should embrace and support their candidacies.
Seeing chances, I think, yeah, we are seeing chances, especially that we have been working with political parties to build the capacity to be more disability inclusive, and one of the things that we have been pushing is to see them adopt persons with disabilities that will avail themselves for elective positions. So we are very hopeful that Disability Rights Watch and also Women's Lobby in terms of persons with disabilities availing themselves as a candidate for elective positions. So we are hoping that political parties will be able to adopt them.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has partnered with a Lusaka-based non-governmental organization, Go Green Zambia, to green the city through a massive tree planting exercise and waste management initiative. The partnership aims to plant 4 million trees across Lusaka, increasing green cover and contributing to a cleaner, healthier environment. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the initiative aligns with the Lusaka Integrated Development Plan, IDP, and the National Urban Policy, providing a comprehensive framework for urban development and socio-economic benefits. Mr. Mwamba says the Lusaka IDP focuses on enhancing infrastructure, improving social services, and building resilience to climate challenges, covering the period from 2020 to 2030.
The partnership will also establish waste-to-energy initiatives, reducing landfill volumes and generating clean energy. Additionally, public space management will be standardized and upgraded to improve livability, recreation, and biodiversity. The Lusaka City Council, through its Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Services, has welcomed the proposal, recognizing its potential to add value to the surrounding environment.
Agriculture News.
Now finally, in our local story, the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, in Nakonde has arrested and charged Agrippa Siminza, a farmer who for corrupt practices involving 10,000 kwacha. In a statement, Commission Head Corporate Communications Timothy Mono says Agrippa Siminza, aged 45, of Ntindi Village in Nakonde District, has been charged with one count of corrupt practices, contrary to Section 19(2) of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Mr. Mono says investigations have revealed that between 1st August 2025 and the 6th of September 2025, Agrippa Siminza, being a farmer in Nakonde District, offered 10,000 kwacha and actually gave 7,000 kwacha as cash gratification to Abel Musonda, a satellite depot clerk at Mwenzo Food Reserve Agency, F.